I'd like to end off saying something about Lag BaOmer. The Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, and Beis, when it says the story of Rav Shimon bar Yochai in the cave, the Gemara says how when Rav Shimon bar Yochai came out of the cave, his son-in-law, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, met him. And as you can imagine, Rav Shimon bar Yochai did not look that great. He had just spent 13 years in the cave, buried in sand, according to the Gemara, most of the time to avoid ruining his clothing, and his skin was cracked. He was emaciated, obviously. He'd been eating just fruit for 12, 13 years. So Pinchas ben Yair takes him to the bathhouse. He tries to revive him, tries to, you know, soak his skin in oil. And he begins to cry. He cries and cries and cries. He says, he says, woe is to me that I see you like this. I see you, my father-in-law, the God Ladar, and you look like a bag of bones. Shimon bar Yochai turns to him and says, no. He says, Ashrecha Sheresichi Bekach. Fortunate are you for you see me like this. Shalil Male Loir Isoni Bekach. For had you not seen me in such a state, Loi Motsosa Bekach, you would not have found within me such great knowledge. The Gemara tells how Shimon bar Yochai and Pinchas ben Yair used to be, whenever Shimon bar Yochai would ask Akasha, Shimon Pinchas ben Yair would answer a bunch of answers. And now, the Gemara says the opposite happened. Pinchas ben Yair would ask a question, Shimon bar Yochai would answer all his questions. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, the Gemara is teaching us a very important lesson. We think that when we go through a hard time, we think when we struggle with something, and we overcome it, so it means even though we had a hard time, but despite that, we managed to persevere. Says the Shimon bar Yochai, no, Ashrecha, praiseworthy are you that you see me like this, because if it hadn't been for this, not despite this, but because of this, that's why I became who I became. I became Rav Shimon bar Yochai because I spent 13 years struggling. We say in the piyut, special, so to speak, poem that we say on Lag BaOmer, we talk about Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and we say like this, B'ma'oras tzurim she'amadata. In that cave of Tzur, in that cave in the rock that you stayed. Sham Kanisa, there, that's where you acquired Hoytcha v'hadarecha, your beauty and your splendor. We have to look at life differently. Unfortunately, stuff happens in life. There's always struggles. That's what life's about. But we don't just put our head down and get through them. We're supposed to recognize that every struggle, it helps us gain something. It helps us grow. It helps us become bigger. It's a whole different outlook on life. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai is the one who brought out, so to speak, the Kabbalah, the Zohar, to this world. He showed the deeper meaning, the inner, so to speak, secrets of the Torah. The more a person overcomes a struggle, the more a person gains from a struggle, he gets the deeper meaning of what's going on, the more he becomes bigger, the more he grows, and the more he can connect to Hashem and his Torah. Mr. Hashem, we should never know problems, we should never know struggles, but if, God forbid, we're going through a hard time with something, we should always recognize that it's not just something that we have to wait out. It's something to grow from. It's something that's going to give us and make us and build us. Have a wonderful Shabbos. And I want to just say that we all know, unfortunately, there was a very, very sad event in Meron this last night. And we're obviously davening for a refuah shleimah for all those who are still injured. And we are davening Hashem shesend nechama to all the families who lost loved ones. And obviously, we can't know what Hashem wants, why such a thing happened, how such a thing could happen. Only Hashem could understand that. But someone told me, and I think they're right, that ultimately, Sfira, the days of Sfira, are known as a time to work on Achdus. It's a time when Hashem bar Yochai's students died because of a lack of Kavod Zelazah. And there's no question that it would definitely help if we worked on our Achdus, if we worked on being Noye Kavod Zelazah. So at least for now, until we fully understand what Hashem wants, there's no question that the best thing we could do is to start treating each other a little better. Pick one person who you're going to say one nice thing to every day. Just mark it off in your head. Make a checkbox. There's one person in my whole contact list or my whole interaction today who I said something nice to I built them up a little bit. I showed them a little bit of kavod. I hope and I think that something like that, some kind of improvement in our treating of each other and our achdus, should hopefully help as a schus for those who are still injured, and for schus for Klai, which never know such stars, and everyone should find a nechama of Mehira. Have a wonderful Shabbos.